to you?
Good morning. This is Joseph Thompson.
Hi, Joseph. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. So where are you talking to me from right now?
I am currently at my company command post in western Afghanistan.
Gotcha. What's the weather like over there?
The weather's actually starting to get nice. We're about, the days are about 70 degrees and the nights go down to like 45. So it's pretty nice right now, but it's definitely going to start warming up here soon.
Hopefully you can send some of that warm weather our way. How about it? I think we've got probably 3 feet of snow still hanging out here.
Yeah, it's been a pretty rough winter, I hear.
Yeah, it's been pretty miserable, I won't lie.
Yeah.
Well, I thought your story was so interesting when I got the release from DVIDS. You and your brothers, all three Waukesha graduates, all three, two of you guys are serving close to one another now, correct? Or
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and then you're all about to complete your mission within, what, a year? Is that accurate?
Yeah, within 6 months from now.
Okay, are you excited at the prospect of being done?
Yes, I'm very excited. I look forward to returning to my wife, who is currently in Colorado Springs. And I appreciate the opportunity that I've had to come out here, but I am looking forward to redeployment.
Gotcha. Can you tell me a little bit about what made you personally decide to enlist and go to West Point and all that good stuff?
Well, I actually did not go to West Point. That was my oldest brother, Charles.
Gotcha.
I went through the ROTC program at Marquette University.
Marquette ROTC?
Yeah.
And what made you decide that a career in the military was the thing that you wanted to do?
Well, my brothers and I often say that we joined the military because we felt as if we had an obligation to serve our country because of the freedoms and liberties we enjoyed as children growing up. So we wanted just to make sure that we paid back the service to our country.
Gotcha. And was it you and your other brother that ended up actually serving close to one another and getting to eat breakfast together and all that good stuff that I was reading about?
Yes, that was me and my brother, William Thompson.
So where do you fall in the lineup? Charlie's the oldest, right?
Correct.
And then
William is the second, he's the middle, and then I am the youngest brother.
And what are your ages? Do you know off the top of your head your brother's ages? I don't know if I could know my brother's age off the top of my head, so I won't put you on the spot if you don't know. But
I'm 24. My brother William is 27. And my brother Charles is 29.
Gotcha. So you guys are real close in age.
Yes, pretty close.
Tell me a little bit about what it's like for your family sort of atmosphere that all three of you guys are serving in the military.
I would say it's a pretty unique experience, especially being gone all at the same time. It kind of brings comfort to your day when you know that your brothers are serving like right alongside you and they're going through many of the same sacrifices that you're going through as well. So pretty unique experience.
Gotcha. How often do you get to talk to your brothers?
I mean, if I wanted to, I could talk to them every day. But, you know, it's more so once a month or two times per month because, you know, our focus is on the mission out here. That really takes up the majority of our time. I know we're all pretty busy with our duties.
How often do you get to talk to your parents and your wife and the rest of your family?
My wife and I get to speak with each other every day. We converse through text messaging, and then I tend to call her prior to every mission before I leave for a few days.
Gotcha. So what is it specifically that you do over there, you personally?
I personally am a route clearance platoon leader.
So what does that consist of?
Okay, so our job is to neutralize any improvised explosive devices. And we are trying to clear critical routes for retrograde operations so vehicles can move with freedom of mobility along those routes.
Gotcha. What is it like? I mean, if you could just kind of describe your experience over there in a few words, how would you describe it? Because this sounds pretty dangerous.
There's a lot of planning that goes into each mission, and that's very important. The soldiers do a great job. We have about 31 soldiers in our platoon, and they work very hard on the vehicles. They understand their tasks. They understand the procedures that take place, and it really is like it's like a football team out there. Everyone knows their job. Everyone does their job, and it makes it, you know, it makes it safe, and it makes us able to accomplish our mission.
Gotcha. Is there anything else, Joseph, that you would like people to know about your time over there, your family, your time spent in Waukesha, just anything I didn't go over?
I guess I would also like to say that it's also very important for us to remember that those who wait also serve. And with that being said, I'd like to thank my wife, Hannah, for serving alongside me and supporting my military career.
Does Hannah have an H on the end?
No, it's just H-A-N-N-A.
Gotcha. Just wanted to check.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me. I really appreciate it. And good luck with everything over there. We'll send up some prayers, and I am hopeful that you'll get home very soon and very safely.
Okay, thank you very much. I enjoyed this.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
You're welcome. You too. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.